Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog while you're there as well, and all the other resources that are there. We've been accumulating for you now in our 10th year to amass and produce and distribute and deliver on a little platter to you all the small business resources you can possibly ever need, and still working on more. We've got more stuff coming. I'm excited about what we're going to be telling you about real soon. I know I'm teasing you a little bit, but just wait just a little bit longer. In fact, maybe just a few more days, not even weeks now, just days. I'll be telling you about some of the new stuff. I'm excited about having Trish Rubin on the show, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. Trish is she's a national educational consultant. She's a professional development expert. She's the president of Ed Ventures Group out of New York. She's the author of the new book that's just taken the city of New York and any moment now the whole country by storm, called New York Minute, Trish Rubin's New York Minute. And she is our new friend. Trish, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here.
It's good to be with you. Thank you.
You're pretty excited about it, aren't you?
Oh yeah, it's really
it's
great.
Like a
I call it my fourth baby. It took me about as long to write it as it has did to have my other three kids.
Well, now we have some other business to talk about here. A couple of other things I need to talk to you about here, Trish. Today
yes.
is National Pancake Day.
Oh yes, I've heard.
I
will look forward to it.
I like real maple syrup on my pancakes. None of this fake stuff, and I certainly don't want any jelly or preserves or jam on my pancakes. What do you think?
No, I think you're all natural, and that's all good.
Absolutely. I don't like them real thick either. I like them kind of thin.
Right.
those are the best kinds of. Also, Trish, and this is absolutely. You know, of course, when it's National Pancake Day, that's everybody's day. But today is, this week I should say, is also International Networking Week.
Yeah.
Yes. How about that?
I think it's great. And for me, I celebrate by really flexing my muscles and going after my international contacts.
Well, and I've seen your picture. You've got some formidable muscles there, Trish.
I do.
Yeah. You're a real heavyweight there, Trish. But,
oh, yeah.
only teasing, ladies and gentlemen, only teasing.
Smile muscles.
Trish, what is it about networking that we need to know about? What's the New York Minute networking tip?
My theory in the book is that even though the book is called Event Networking, is that networking is basic communication, and I think especially in recent times we've gotten away from face-to-face communication, and mm-hmm. we have wonderful technology, and it's serving us well, but to be face-to-face with somebody is really important in business, and that's really how you create trust and you create respect and rapport, and that's how you get your job done and your deal made. So I think that we have to go back to face-to-face communication, and it is a busy world. So a New York Minute is basically 50 seconds, and the way I present the book is really quick and fast and tips that you can learn, and soon you'll be New York networking as fast as you can with a lot of profit.
I agree with you, and you know, I use technology like crazy. As much as I hate spam, I can't do without my email.
Right.
I don't do IMing around the world, but I do within my organization. I did something a few years ago that I had never done before. In fact, that I vowed that I would never do. I emailed someone a proposal.
Ah.
It was against my better judgment. It was against mm-hmm. everything that I was raised and taught to do by my mentors in the marketplace over decades. But at the time, it was the right thing to do. It was what the customer wanted. We obviously weren't going to be able to get together, and I had to do it, but I did not like it.
Right.
But you know what? I got the business. And so so it can work, but at some point in time, and I'll give you a quick example. I had done business with a company for years, oh, more than five, 6 years. And we'd seen each other. We'd met each other. We'd done a lot of business in, virtually. And there was one deal that I wanted to talk to them about. It was very important. And I said, I'm coming to see you. He said, hey, Jim, we've been doing this virtually all this time. Just email it to me. I said, no, sir, I'm coming to see you. When can you carve out some time for me? And I flew out there and gave it to him face to face, even though we were already doing business together.
Right.
I wanted to look him in the eye because this was important to me. Yeah. And when he saw it, it was important to him.
Yeah, I actually heard that, the same words in Japan in June. An economist talked about that fact that in Japan, they're very, very keen on that. And they'll fly people in from all over the world to do just what you said, to just look them in the eye and make the deal.
You make a big deal out of eye contact in your book. That's one of the major tenets of your book. Talk to us about that.
Well, I feel that that's almost the language that you can use internationally when you talk about it being International Network Week. You don't have to know every language that you're dealing in, and culture is important. So if you know a little bit about how to work interpersonally with people, you know that your eyes really give away a lot. You can use them well, especially with networking. It's the first thing that you use when you walk into a room before you even shake hands with somebody. If you're in a big room, and the book that I've written about is really about getting into a big room and getting off the wall, as I say, and into the center of it all. And you do that by leading with your eyes. And most of us don't have that training or connection. Even through school, a lot of us sit in rows. We make very little eye contact with people. And we haven't learned to flex that muscle. You were talking about muscles before. So you have to learn how to use your eyes so that they're welcoming, they're not intimidating, and that they work really hard for you. So by the time you get into a conversation with somebody, you're always thinking about, well, what am I doing with my eyes? Am I making contact with that person? Because not only the language that you use, your voice language, but just your whole demeanor can help sell you to someone. And research says between 9 and 90 seconds is what you have to make a connection with somebody when you first meet them.
Well, you know, was it the Indians who used to say, or someone said, that the eyes are the windows of the soul?
Of the soul. That's exactly right.
Who said that? Did you say that, Trish?
I must have said that. I think it might be in my book.
I don't remember. But someone once said that. And, you know, when you look at someone, sometimes you find yourself not knowing what you're looking at. Am I looking at their nose? Am I looking at their glasses? Am I looking at their forehead? But I agree with you about the eyes thing. And, folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Trish Rubin and I are going to talk more about the eyes. And gentlemen, this is a big deal when you're dealing with women, whether you're trying to do business with them or maybe something else. And we're going to talk about that with Trish right after these messages. I have learned this in my many years of being rejected, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our new friend, Trish Rubin. She's a new friend, soon to be old friend, folks. Trish has got a lot of stuff to tell us, and we'll have her back on in the future. But we still got more to talk about right now. We're talking about, networking. Don't forget now, this is International Networking Week, and Trish's new book is called New York Minute, Event Networking. And it's brand new, right, Chris? It's just out this month, right?
Yeah, brand new. It's online and Barnes & Noble and Amazon. And, yeah, it's very exciting. I love it. The cover, it's got a fabulous cover. But when people see the cover, they love it.
Oh, yeah, the Empire State Building right there. And
there it is.
And there's right there in front. Now, how about your own website?
Yeah, my website is trnewyorkminute.com.
All right.
And it has the very same look that the book has, so when you go on, you can see it. And it's just recently up, and it's got some information about the work that I've been doing and my appearances. And pretty soon it's going to have some other interesting pieces on it about what networking and what you can do to just be as good as you can at this part of your business, which for small business owners is very important. And we're our own best friends and our own best voices is a promotion. So you have to get out there and, like you said before, flex your muscles.
Well, you know, let's just get back to the eye contact thing. You know, I find myself looking at people, and I know that I find myself not always just glaring at their eyes. Sometimes I'm looking at their head, you know, their face, and mm-hmm. and their mm-hmm. their, you know, their nose or whatever, and I guess we all do that, but I do know that I do remind myself, you know, make sure that I make eye contact with this person, make sure that I know that we're looking, you know, we're looking at each other's eyes. And one of the things, correct me if I'm wrong here, Trish, but for guys who are talking to women, whether they're doing business with them or whether there's some social energy going on there, it's very important to look in the eyes of women, isn't it? I mean, women, the things that I've heard before is that when you ask a woman, what is the thing that they notice most about men, they say the eyes more often than not.
Right. Oh, yeah. I think there's a difference in those chromosomes, definitely. and women see that. I think women take that as a sign of honesty and trust. But I think it's a very human thing. In the work that I did and the research that I did for the book, I read a lot about just eye contact and other social skills, you know, the coming into somebody's 3 square feet, let's say, when you're meeting them, and the space that we sort of protect, and culturally, what does it mean to get close to somebody or even shake somebody's hand when you culturally might not be welcome to do it. Mm-hmm. And it just means knowing about that culture. So when people work together, especially in a room, if you're going about trying to meet as many people as you can in an event, you have to learn how to switch gears. When you look at a man and you're a woman, you have to have a real firm look in your eye, and it's got mm-hmm. to be, you know, very steady. And a lot of women sometimes have a problem with that. But I tell people, and I say in my book,
you think women have a hard time looking in the people in the eyes?
Yeah, women, especially, you know, with.
Wait a minute. They demand that you look in their eyes, but they don't look. They don't want to look in your eyes. Is that what you're saying here, Trish?
I think women have a hard time in business, especially with men. You don't want to be anything but absolutely professional, and sometimes women will then avoid that deeper look, thinking that it might be misconstrued.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, and men, on the other hand, you know, sort of, you know, pretty aggressive sometimes with their eyes, just being men and having that different chromosome going.
Guys being guys and all.
Yeah, so you have to kind of work it out, especially in a flexible situation where you're meeting people maybe on the average of, you know, you're meeting a person every 3-4 minutes as you're moving around the room.
Well, I don't think you have to glare at people. I don't think you have to lock into their eyes or anything. But I do think it's important with everyone. At some time during the conversation, you know, maybe a few times, just go ahead and lock in like a couple of magnets. You know, that's what happens, isn't it? When you actually make eye contact. I mean, like all the way across the room, sometimes you can do this. It's like two magnets that just kind of come together.
Well, yeah, it's not funny
that
you say that.
But don't stick with that. You know, for like 3 minutes. You know,
you can look away, but
come back to the eyes.
You have to pace, and you let your eyes go. You have to be very careful, though, that you don't let them go too long, because if you've ever talked to somebody and they've looked away from you and it's too long, then you're realizing, okay, I've lost that person. And that's a little disconcerting when you're trying to pitch somebody, when you see them looking away. So there's so much going on. And when you said, you know, across the room, I do, as part of the training that I do, one of the first things I do with people is split them into two groups around the room and make them stand up and say nothing, but let their eyes wander around the room and make eye contact with somebody finally and smile and nod, and then that's the person they're going to give their business card to first. So it's a series of exercises that I'm suggesting that you can do, even in the mirror. Men could do it when they're shaving, and women, you can do that when you put your makeup on. You just kind of give yourself that eye contact and have it be strong and flexible.
Well, I do that when I'm putting my makeup on all the time.
Oh, I would imagine,
Trish.
So.
Trish, give us your website again, please.
It's trnewyorkminute.com.
And that's the name of the book, isn't it? New York Minute.
That surely is.
And it's about event networking. And, Trish, will you come back another day?
I would love to. Thank you.
we've had a good time having you here, and we're looking forward to next time. Good luck to you.
It'd be my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Trish
Happy
Rubin.
International Networking Week.
There you go. Trish Rubin, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Right back with Chester Elton with his carrots, and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.